Why is it okay to be a jerk at work just because you get the job done? But first, the market jitters. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. In the face of a rocky world economy, three central banks cut interest rates today. It's India, New Zealand, and Thailand. Germany's economic output was disappointing today, and China is having trouble keeping its currency from drooping further. It has. A dollar now costs 7.05 yuan, which makes Chinese products cheaper and therefore easier to sell in the U.S., which could fuel trade tensions. Let's do the numbers in early trading. Yeah, the Dow is down 542 points, 2.1%. The S&P is down 1.8%. The NASDAQ down 1.7%. To help us understand the psychology here, let's get Susan Schmidt on the line. She's head of U.S. equities at Aviva Investors in Chicago. Greetings.
Good morning.
There's a lot out there that might persuade an investor to take some risk off the table and sell some stocks.
There is a lot out there right now. We've got continued uncertainty around the trade tariffs with China. We don't really know how that is going to resolve itself. We have sort of 50% expectation that that 10% tariff goes into effect on September 1st. We're not going to hear from the central banks again, either the European Central Bank or our own U.S. Fed, until later in September. So the market is looking at this all very hesitantly, hoping that the central banks drop interest rates more to provide some support. But the noise around trade is getting so loud that no action from the central bank is going to really overcome it.
And notable today is the bond market. A lot of money flowing into U.S. government bonds. The 10-year yield is down, capital D, 1.63% at the moment.
And that's truly amazing that it is that low. Just a few months ago, we were at 2.5% coming into the beginning of the year. It's a really big change in bond rates. And that's because people are fleeing the market. They want to get out of equities. They're going for that flight to safety. And when you're looking for safety, U.S. Treasuries are a great place to be. We're seeing all that pressure as the demand for those goes up. People are willing to pay more and get less in interest rates to get that security.
Susan Schmidt, head of U.S. equities at Aviva Investors, thank you.
Thank you.
1.61% on the 10-year yield now. Stock in Disney is down 6.2% after a disappointing profit report late yesterday. Integrating the 21st Century Fox movie studio that it bought is expensive. The Apple credit card hits the market this week for special customers first, then general admission later. The Apple is a MasterCard issued by Goldman Sachs and features cash back, especially for buying Apple things. Does it matter? Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson looked into that.
Apple is known for its splashy product launches. Consumers, competitors, they take notice when Apple tries something new.
But this particular card, I don't think it's going to reinvent the way that people pay for things, the way that other Apple products have reinvented the way that we talk on the phone or take pictures.
Sarah Rathner is the credit card expert at NerdWallet. She says there are other cards out there that have comparable features and rewards. She doesn't foresee the industry making any big changes with Apple in the mix. But what those other cards may not have is a brand that people connect with emotionally, says Allison Clark with Forrester Research.
We haven't seen a brand with this kind of emotional connection enter into the financial services space. I mean, let's face it, the way people think about Apple, you know, I don't know anyone that thinks that way about their bank.
And Clark says that can drive loyalty and increase spending. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.
How can companies weed out jerks in the workplace during hiring and the performance review process? This is especially complicated if the corrosive personality, quote unquote, gets the job done, meets or exceeds the sales goals, or comes up with smart innovations. Some companies are realizing that this phrase, gets the job done, should also include while not being a jerk. Atlassian is a software development company based in Australia with a large global footprint. We reached out to Beck Chi, head of talent at Atlassian, to talk about her company's effort to put the jerk factor into its formal ratings of new hires and people already on the payroll.
What we were trying to solve for is just making sure that what you do and what you deliver is equally as valued as how you do it. And so there are cases where individuals are exceptional at delivering results. But sometimes, not often, but sometimes to the detriment of others or to the team or to the culture. So what we were trying to do is to create a formulaic performance system that essentially ensures that we're doing the best we can to root that out.
It's nice to take into some consideration if a person's a jerk, but you think it's better if how they comport themselves is a significant part of how they're evaluated.
That's right. And what we know is that they're, you know, the performance process in general is very susceptible to all types of unconscious bias. You've worked with somebody for a while and you know what they're able to deliver. And so there's a halo effect that can happen where you sort of see someone's exceptional performance and you sort of gloss over some of the other aspects, maybe perhaps sometimes behavior. And so what we did is we created, you know, an empirically validated sort of approach to debias the performance systems, right? And so these would be things like, you know, the way in which you deliver candid feedback, the way in which you look for ways to share the work that you're working on that would benefit others. You know, and on the downside, you look at things like detracting from your team members or, and some of this is about behavior and respect, and some of it is just about collaboration.
Do you believe in redemption? Can someone who's got a problem with this, do you think they can be reformed?
Absolutely. And having a conversation with someone is the very first step, which is to say, oftentimes people don't recognize that their behavior, which seems totally natural and normal to them, is being experienced in that way. So that's step one. And we really embrace the concept of radical candor and of open work. We shouldn't be afraid to tell someone, hey, that did not land well with me. But I think the secondary thing is that we do have feedback measures, right, through our performance system that allows you to get that feedback from your peers so that you can do something about it.
Beck Chi, head of talent at the business software developer Atlassian based in Australia. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, David.
The CEO of Netflix is on the record demanding zero tolerance of jerks in that workplace. One management author calls these people cultural terrorists. Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.